Hello, my beautiful friend. Good morning or good afternoon or good evening, whenever you may be listening to this. Maybe you're listening on Sunday. Maybe you're listening later in the week or weeks later. I'm out walking again with birds as my music today. I'm still at my mother's house, and it's so beautiful that the birds seem louder. Maybe they're louder than in San Francisco, or maybe it's because it's quieter in general and I can hear them more distinctly. It may also be different kinds of birds, but I've really been enjoying their music while I've been staying here with her. And I hope you do too. I hope you do too. Sometimes it's fun. I know I usually will play, you know, regular old music, what we typically think of. But it's fun sometimes to think of what else is music to us, right? Sometimes I'm by the wind chimes. Sometimes it's raining. I used to make recordings when my son was little, when he was giggling or laughing. And that is certainly a music. Oh, I'm hearing a mourning dove. I don't know if you can hear. It's so far away. It is certainly a mournful sound. And interesting, when that mourning dove just had her little song, it reminded me, I love how the mind works. It reminded me that earlier this week, on Wednesday, I hosted an author panel for my the publishing house that published my two books. And this particular, we call them heart wisdom panels, and I started doing them with the publisher back when the pandemic first started. So I can't believe how long it's been now. It's so crazy. But we started it as a way to support people during the pandemic. And of course, even when the sort of crisis of the pandemic ended, there's been a lot of hard stuff, right, still. And I'm so happy that we've continued doing these panels. But that mourning dove reminded me, the theme this week was spirited aging. And we had three authors. One of them will be turning 80 this week. I mean, this year. One of them, I believe, was 85 and 186. I think I got those correct. Both of the other two were in their mid-80s. And I'm here with my mom, who is 88. And so I have my own aging, of course, as well. I was going to say I have aging on the mind, but having turned 60 a couple years ago, I find that there's a lot more thoughts about aging and how we age. And oh, there she was again. I hope you can hear her, the mourning dove. It's such a beautiful sound. The reason that she reminded me of this author panel, I think, is because the panel, there was a lot of spiritedness. There was a lot of a joy and energy and enthusiasm from these authors especially. And there was also interwoven with it conversations about loss and grief, and how one of the aspects of aging, and I'm seeing this, as you all know, or at least if you've been following along with me for the past number of months, I've just had just a lot of loss. And one of the most beautiful aspects of this conversation earlier this week was about what I heard was that these three amazing women, they all said almost every day there's some new loss, or there's some challenge or hardship, you know, whether it's a physical loss or something hard going on in the body, or whether it's a death or an illness of someone they love, or some other kind of loss of ability or something, right? And And yet, each of them spoke of the beauty that is, again, interwoven with that loss, or around it, shall I say. I remember J.J. Hubel, who wrote a book called Goodbye Old, Hello Bold, and she talked about, I'm having an example right now of kind of what I'm talking about in a very small way. I'm really loving talking to you. I'm loving being out, and the sky is blue and all the trees, and I have a particular bee that is really flying around and around and around close to my head. I don't know if you could hear the bee buzzing, but it was this perfect little metaphor, right, for being able to hold. My friend Sean Butner, who's a coach, we do The Hard Stuff Is Okay together, and he always says we contain multitudes. And I know that was a line from someone else. I can't remember whose line that is, but I always attribute it to Sean, even though it belongs to someone else, because Sean quotes it. But we contain multitudes. We can, you know, we can love talking to our beautiful friend, while at the same time a bee is threatening to sting our ear, right? Like that. And so JJ was talking about, this particular author was talking about, having not been able to sleep due to extraordinary worry about something. And so she'd been up all night fretting. And she said, when she walked out the door, she could smell the blossoms on a tree. She could feel the sun on her face. She started taking a walk, and one of her neighbors gave her a cheery hello. And how extraordinary that was to have all of it, right? To have the mind telling her, oh, you're going to have a hard day. This is going to be terrible because you didn't sleep. And then yet to also have the body experiencing joy and love. So the other thing that all three of these beautiful women, well, two things that are dropping in my mind right now that they have in common. One is they just keep going with enthusiasm. And it's one of the things that I'm so inspired by. You know, no matter what, like, each of them is still writing. They're promoting books. They're talking about the ideas in their books. They're excited. They're excited by their lives, and they're excited by the gifts they've been given. And I think that's one of the most extraordinary things, right? Not to lose that sense of enthusiasm, which, you know, I have to admit, I've been definitely in temporary stretches of time where I've been really worried that I'm not going to get my enthusiasm back, because I just can feel so flattened by the grief and the loss. And so it was so inspiring to hear these women just talk about, even in their mid-80s, you know, and one of them said, you know, if I live to be 105, I'm going to be writing new books. You know, I just, ideas and changes in me and things that I'm learning that I want to share. And I think that's so beautiful. And the other thing they all said, and they really stressed, and it's going to sound cliche, but it's true, is they all talked about really, really, really working. Well, they didn't say working. I just said working. They all talked about really living in this moment now. That it's a practice for each of them, because it would be too easy to let the past, whether it's the past happy times or the regrets or anything from the past or the future fears or worries, take over. And so they each really spoke about, and I know, again, I said it's cliche. It is cliche, right? It's become cliche to be here now. But again, as I always tell my son, there's a reason things are cliche, and that's because there's usually a lot of truth in them. And sometimes it's easy to hear, be here now, and just kind of not even really think about it or feel it or understand it. But right as I'm talking to you about it, I'm practicing the difference between you know, looking up and letting my eyes take in all the different colors of green or the slight fluttering of some of the leaves on this tree and the sun on my face, hearing the various, not just one bird, but the various birds that are in different yards, and feeling my feet on the pavement, how different that is than if I'm kind of, quote unquote, living in my head, which I realized I was doing right before I turned my attention to the colors and the sounds and the scents around me, the feeling of my body. I was sort of like, you know, sometimes when you're driving and suddenly you realize like, oh my gosh, have I even been here? Have I even been watching the road? It's a little scary. Thankfully, I don't drive very much, so I get to just sit on the bus or the train and be taken places. So yeah, those were a couple of the things. I think that the other thing that, again, I mentioned at the start, but I'm going to return to and end with, was the sense of not resisting all of the loss. I'm also taking a class called Death's Door by Kim Rosen, who wrote a book called Saved by a Poem. And Kim's, the tagline on this class is undefended at the threshold. And that reminds me a lot of what these three beautiful women authors were saying at the panel, which was, this is what is. And that the more that we resist it, the harder it is. And that, and one of them, Sue Tholey, was saying, she's really been leaning into the song, Let It Be, you know. And she said, which I really love too, instead of let it go, let it go, she said she just will repeat that phrase to herself, just let it be, just let it be. And there's something so gentle about that and so loving to ourselves to let it be. Yeah, let it be, let it be. And I wish I had this exact quote or reading, but Karen Casey was another one of the authors, and she read a passage from her book, Peaceful Aging. Sue's book is The Women's Book of Spirit, and Karen's is Peaceful Aging. And Karen's read us a little passage, and I'll have to find it in the replay. But I think that what was repeated over and over is all will be well. All will be well. All will be well. It was definitely peaceful. So my friends, didn't realize what I was going to talk to you about this morning, as often happens, but I'm glad that's what we talked about. I'm glad that the birds inspired it, especially the mourning dove, who I feel like brings us that beauty and grief all in one. And I hopefully I'll remember when I get back to my mom's this morning to link to that particular Heart Wisdom panel in case you want to watch it. I thought I was really, really, my heart was very much opened by it. It was a beautiful conversation and a meaningful one, just like we have. And I'm so grateful to you. I'm so glad that you're here. I said this to you last week, and it's true that I sometimes read all your names just so I can connect on a different level, energetic with you. You give me so much by being here, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I think this is part of aging with spirit, right? Is staying connected to people who are willing to have these kinds of conversations about things that matter to each of us, things that matter in the world, love, connection, interweaving, loss and beauty. I love you. Thanks for being here.